Welcome to the Legacy Podcast. This podcast is a series of conversations centered around understanding the values, beliefs, and intentions behind leaving a legacy. You will hear from successful business owners just like yourself who want to leave an impact for generations to come. Let's get started. Welcome to the Business Legacy Podcast. I have a very special guest with you, Vladimir Botsvatsi, advisory board member of Recent Retail. Thank you, Vladimir.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for inviting to your podcast, and I'm delighted to share my actionable insights with you today.
So, Vladimir, tell me a little bit about kind of where you started or where the journey came from, primarily because digital marketing or marketing isn't something that you say, okay, you grow up and say, hey, I want to do this. Tell me about how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, I mean, actually, I was born in Georgia, you know, in Europe, and which is one of the oldest wine producing countries. And I moved to the United States when I was 18, you know, and where I got my first job. I had a training, got my work permit from the State Department. I worked in the Washington, D.C. area, specifically in Manassas, Virginia, for 2 months. Then I moved to New York City, where I lived for 2 months, and I explored such an amazing city, you know. Then I was 22 when I moved to UK. I worked in this country and worked in business development, studied marketing, used to work with 20 offices in downtown London. And I was 27 when I moved to the UAE. And, you know, my career has been fast lane. You know, I have been in the I'm fortunate that I have been in the right place at the right time, with the right people. And I started seeing the world faster, easier, clearer. Because of my global experiences, you know, and I have widened my wings and expanded my horizons. And I truly believe that U.S. experience is worth its weight in gold, because it has been really foundational for my success. You know, that I now work as a marketing mentor, a speaker at bureaus, and also, most importantly, I have built up my Twitter following, you know, from scratch to 56,000 followers, you know, like, I have gone into overdrive, left no stone unturned, connect with everyone. And communication truly dictates everything we do, you know. So building my personal brand has been foundational for my success, you know. That's why, Twitter gave me passion for communication and marketing, you know. And as a result, I have become a professional speaker at speakers bureaus. I have been recognized as number one global marketing thought leader. I won more than 200 global awards. I am a member of Marketing Judging Committee of American Business Awards in New York City, and I'm trusted to judge the billion-dollar marketing projects of Fortune 500 brands. I have also become an advisory board member of Recent Retail in Orlando, Florida. And I think I have been going from strength to strength, you know, and this number one global marketing ranking is a jewel in the crown. I truly take pride in my work when I have ongoing projects. And like, I have been working 16, 17 hours a day, and I have been making the impossible possible. But you know, when you are passionate, when you are enthusiastic, and when you are doggy determined, you make everything happen, you know. So the world puts your expertise, practical expertise, on a pedestal, and practicality is what is missing everywhere nowadays, at business schools, at conferences, on Twitter, everywhere. And I have become very audience centric, and no, I think that whoever is close to social media audience always wins. You know, I win because I have a great tribe. And 130,000 people trust me. I never spent any dollars on advertising myself or promoting my personal profiles, but I sent 100,000 tweets. I posted 60,000 times. I have gone into overdrive, you know, and I hit the ground running to make my dreams come true, you know. I truly take pride in my work, and my awards are not everything, but when I put my heart and soul into everything, my results speak for themselves, you know. And I have an immense knowledge of where consumers are spending their time online, and brands want measurable results, proof over promise, and greater ROI. So I deliver more than expected. It is always a win-win situation when I partner with brands, and I turn the marketing managers of today into the global marketing leaders of tomorrow through my talks, through my tweets, through my content creation, you know.
Yeah, that's interesting. And what year did you start tweeting? What was kind of the place?
It was in 2014, you know. I started from zero, and I started tweeting about digital transformation, about marketing, content marketing, personal branding, about success. I was delighted to share any kinds of business stories about top entrepreneurs like Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and those people inspired me to put in the work and hit the ground running. And I believe in myself. And so success belongs to those who believe in what they are doing. And they say that a great oaks grow from small acorns, and big things have small beginnings in life. So I started from scratch, but I kept on growing my personal brand, and it has had like a snowball effect on my success. You know,
what's the biggest thing that you learned with your time in New York and Washington D.C. just in America?
I think the most important thing that I can never turn the clock back, and time is precious. You know, I hate wasting my time because I think. I'm on the same mission with successful people. So I surround myself with the right people. We need to be choosy when it comes to our circle, you know? I mean, my friends are very motivated, ambitious, determined, you know? So I always try to surround myself with people who align with my goals and dreams, you know? And if I had surrounded myself with wrong people, I would not have achieved anything in my life, you know? And I would be like a pencil pusher nowadays, but okay. I'm not a pencil pusher. I'm ranked number one in the world when it comes to marketing by Singer360, and my results speak for themselves. You know, like I'm a mentor at Startup Accelerators, and we are building tech unicorns at High Sport Innovation. And I have been speaking at global marketing summits like Asia Retail Summit, Startup Grind, AI Conversational Summit, and at conferences throughout the world. You know, so it has been a tough journey. You know. Nobody should say that my journey has been easy, because I had to go through hell or high water to achieve something meaningful in my life. You know, but when I moved to the United States, I started seeing the world faster. Is it clearer? You know, I was exploring all avenues, and I wanted to get inside track, to rub my shoulders with successful people, to learn from the best. And I used to ask myself why I'm in New York City. What I should learn from this environment and setting, you know? So I pushed self-education. I started reading like 500 pages a day, and it has built a compound interest in me, you know? And learning is a treasure that follows its owner everywhere. Whatever I learn follows me everywhere. So education, self-education is a be all and end all nowadays, you know? And there is a great quote that said that, formal education will make a living, and self-education will make a fortune. You know, so I'm not in a survival mode nowadays, because I'm in growth mode, because I pushed self-education, and I never cared. I actually pursued my PhD degree at the age of 26, but what I learned outside my comfort zone has been more rewarding, game changing, and now I share my practical future-proof strategies with Fortune 500 brands, with events throughout the world, startup accelerators and mentor. Actually, I impact global audiences, you know, because my work reaches 40 million people on Twitter. And when you have such a robust presence on Twitter, then you literally open so many doors. So social media opened the floodgates to business owners to build their businesses faster, because we need nobody's green light to be successful, you know. Mm-hmm. Internet does not care where we come from, what is our background, what is our education. It has never been a better time for self-motivated people. And success belongs to self-motivated people, people who push education, self-education, people who hit the ground running, people who never look back and always look forward and think big and get big, you know?
Thank you. I think out of developing that habit of reading 500 pages a day, were there any books, or is there one or two books that really stuck out as a paradigm shift or a pivot in your life?
Well, we work in a disruption nowadays. So big brands are disrupted. So we need to know how to win in the age of disruption. So one of my favorite books is How to Win in the Age of Disruption by Terence Mowry, who is a great friend of mine, a great colleague, who is a mentor at London Business School, also Inc. magazine writer, and one of the widely recognized digital disruption thought leader and speaker, you know. So I recommend everyone reading this book. And you need to read in order to expand your horizon and widen your wings. So if you want to stay competitive in your field, then you need to push reading. and also to pick brain and to surround yourself with the right people, you know?
Now, given kind of that you work 16 hours a day and really push forward, are there any habits or routines that you've kept along the years that have kept you even keeled, that makes it you able to recover?
Well, you know, discipline is a backbone of success nowadays. Discipline, because and consistency, you know, because if we are not consistent, the consistent action creates consistent results. You know, people give up because they are not patient. Also, patience is very important to drive success in the long term. You know, to be audience-centric, to never stop learning, to keep exploring, to surround yourself with the right people, to learn from the best, because you need to learn from Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and all these amazing entrepreneurs who also push self-education and who trusted their journey. And I also trust my journey, because I can't be like a best-selling author. I can't become a best-selling author in a day, or a top influencer in a day, but it took me like 6 years to become like a number one global marketing thought leader by Thinkers 360, based on my strong performance as a speaker, analyst, consultant, and advisor, you know, because my first award was in 2015 when a 65 global B2B marketing influencer, based on my strong performance as a Twitter influencer, you know. So then I believe in myself, and I push envelope. I hit the ground running. I left no stone unturned. I put my shoulder to the wheel and never looked back, Paul, you know? So, I mean, I have been very ambitious, very determined. I can proudly say that nothing is impossible when you work 16 hours a day. And it was my choice. I never wanted to keep up with Jonas's. And my time is precious, and I will never turn the clock back. So I don't regret that I worked so hard, you know, that now more than 30 media outlets interviewed me. I have become a speaker at speakers bureaus throughout the world, and my talks are estimated in the ballpark of $30,000, $50,000, and $100,000 throughout the world. And my talk strikes a right note because of practicality, whereas those managers attended those business schools for executive MBAs, and they study nothing meaningful at business and nothing practical. And practicality, what is missing nowadays throughout the world, and those hungry entrepreneurs and people who believe in themselves building million and billion dollar companies through Instagram and TikTok and Twitter. I am very grateful to social media networks. It has allowed us to shine in many ways as a speaker, as a commentator. And I think the internet exposes who we are nowadays. I use social media for professional purposes, and results speak for themselves, you know?
Now, given that you work with Fortune 500 companies, what do you think is a common mistake or common misconception around? What are they getting wrong when it comes to marketing, Twitter?
To see where consumers' attention is nowadays, and whoever is close to audience always wins. Airbnb wins and disrupted those big hospitality brands because Brian Chesky is audience-centric by nature and listens to Airbnb's users and develops Airbnb's product by leaps and bounds, by listening to Airbnb's users, you know? So I'm also in the listening business, Paul, because I learn everything through social media comments before I start talking at global marketing summits, you know? It's very important to know consumer behavior, human attention. Marketing is all about winning attention across 8-10 social media networks. And if we want to be in the full swing and to be in the limelight, in the spotlight, we need to be active on social media. We need to connect with everyone, and communication dictates what we do. And anyone can go from, even if someone with a high school degree can become a millionaire, and no excuses for hungry entrepreneurs, you know, people who push content creation across 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 social media networks, people who create content on YouTube, people who have podcasts, people who learn from the best. I have come a long way from my success, you know? Mm-hmm. And to my way of thinking, success depends on backbone, not on wishbone, you know? I have been riding the crest of a wave, and I'm proud of every follower, of every media interview, of every speaker bureau membership, because success is not given, it is earned. And I have earned my success by dint of my hard work and backbone and indefatigable hard work, you know?
Out of everything that's gone on for the last couple of years, if you were to look back, what would be one major good decision or one of the best decisions you've made?
That is a $1 million question, Paul. I mean, best decision. I think starting tweeting actively was the best decision I ever made. So the rest is history.
Would you say based on that, you started tweeting actively, it just allowed you to be able to listen to the audience,
It gave me a passion for communication and customer centricity, you know, that I use now. I think everyone is talking about customer centricity nowadays, and nobody spends their time on what consumers are doing. And executives of Fortune 500 brands are in their ivory towers because they don't want to listen to their consumers, their clients, what they are talking about. That's why Airbnb disrupted and Amazon disrupted bookstores. I mean, Uber disrupted taxi services. It goes on, right? And technology will eat up everything ahead. No excuses for hungry entrepreneurs, you know? And I share, it is like a wake-up call for every business owner that they need to be on social media. If they are in excuses, they will go out of business. We remember that Microsoft was number one. We remember IBM was number one. We remember MySpace was number one. We remember that Sears as a retailer was number one, you know? We are in a disruption nowadays, so nobody remembers those brands. Now Google is number one because Google constantly evolves itself, you know? Like, for example, like Airbnb has changed its business model since pandemic. And everyone praises Brian Chesky to the skies because of its innovation, of his innovation, you know?
Now, contrast to that question, what would you say is the worst business decision you've made?
The worst business decision was not investing in some startups that emailed me like 2 years, 3 years ago, and they are now unicorns. Okay. I think it was a worst decision because I think it's impossible, you know, to be 100% right all the time. You know, I mean, we are human beings, you know, so if we want to spot great opportunities, right, we go from strength to strength and we keep our bar high. And I started mentoring startup accelerators at Hype Sport Innovation, and we are building sports tech unicorns, you know, in a sports tech space, you know. So what I suggest and recommend startup owners is to create podcast, to create content, to get publicity, you need to be in the spotlight. Every media should notice you because of your hard work, dedication, and great product. If you have a great product and if you are not active on TikTok, Instagram, on social media, then nobody knows you, right? So, but Shopify invested 95% of its marketing money in Facebook advertising and generated the $10 billion in revenue, offers unlimited opportunities. Sky's the limit, you know?
In regards to your actions and all the experience that you have, what have you learned about yourself, your skills, your strengths? What patterns do you see that others don't, or what consider your superpower?
I think what I hate is to follow the crowd. I mean, to surround myself with everyone, you know, and to be impacted by everyone's opinions and to be everyone to dictate me how what to do in my life, because I hate this kind of thing, Paul, you know, because I'm myself, you know. And I built my path, and I was right when I started tweeting. I was right when I moved to the UK. I was right when I moved to the United States. I was right when I was burning the midnight oil in childhood, learning English, math, all these practical subjects that I needed to apply to the practical real world. I was right when I loved geography. I loved when I closed the doors in my life, because those doors were not meaningful for me. And I opened the doors that were much better, more rewarding for my growth, for my advancement. Because I can't stay in the same place all the time. I'm not a tree. So I want to evolve and move forward and to grow myself and expand my horizons. So in order to expand my horizons, I need to explore new things. And in New York City is a melting pot for all walks of life to gain ground, to go places, to move up in the world. And I also capitalize on my intelligence, Paul, you know, because I have a mind like a steel trap. I use my gray matter. And intelligence is of paramount importance because you need to make quick, smart decisions in order to move forward, to win in the long term, to be audience-centric, to communicate. And it's not easy to be Vladimir in 2022 because I make 100 decisions a day. And I have spearheaded one of the biggest personal brands on a shoestring budget, whereas my colleagues have like offices throughout the world and they are building their personal brand. There is one team department working on their content creation. There is another team working on their partnership. So I'm a one-man band, Paul. You know, I do everything myself. I pedal my own canoe. I'm in charge of my destiny. And I take pride in my work. And I'm proud to say that I'm my own boss, you know. Mm-hmm. So I build my path. I move forward. And I take responsibility for my actions because I'm building my dream because I am now being invited to your podcast. I was invited to another podcast like in the UK an hour ago. And I think, I'm due to speak at conferences throughout the world. And I'm building my dream because it was my childhood dream to build a great brand awareness about myself, about my passion, about my commitment, and to impact this world in unique way, in my own way, you know?
Yeah, that's a great segue. So when all is said and done, right?
Yeah.
There's Twitter followers, there's people that you work with or whatnot, but then there's the people that know you, the people that you're impacting. How do you want to be remembered and what type of legacy would you like to leave?
I want to be remembered as a person who marched to a different drummer and who has given his best shot to his dreams, his goals, to encourage actionable change, to address audiences internationally, and to motivate people to become more confident, to attack success with insatiable hunger, and to believe in themselves and to choose themselves to be themselves, you know, not to be the version of someone else. Because if you are a version of someone else, then your talent is wasted. Mm-hmm. And I inspire the world to be yourself, to choose yourself, to march to a different drum, to be whoever you are, because I respect whoever you are, you know. So I'm not coming to judge you or to teach you who you should become, because if you want to choose that way, then you should choose that. If you want to become a tennis player, you should become a tennis player. And if your parents want you to become an engineer or doctor, you should not become a doctor. So you should become a tennis player because you want to become that. So live with no regrets in the long term, you know?
Now, this might be a curveball question, but if the internet didn't exist, what would you be doing?
That's a great question, Paul. Thank you. If internet had not existed, I would not have become anything in my life, you know? I would be a pencil pusher somewhere in the office. Internet helped me to shine and to show what I'm made of, you know. Communication. I have this inner ability, this God-given talent to make my dream come true through internet, because internet created so many successful entrepreneurs, influencers. Elon Musk is one of the most followed on the internet, on Twitter, right? So.
Yeah, you raise a good point, right? So Elon Musk has a specific set of skills, you know, mm-hmm. math skills, the ability to retain knowledge at a enormous rate or whatnot. Question I asked earlier was, what have you discovered about yourself that's unique that when you're interacting with other people, you basically say, oh, I have an eye for X, or I have a good time at, like, just what is that self-awareness type of strength that others have recognized in you that you've discovered along the years?
I have been swimming against the current since childhood. Hmm. This is one of my
childhood. in childhood, yeah, I mean, when did you swim against the current? I'd love to hear kind of what the story was.
Yeah, because I pushed self-education. Whereas my friends were wasting their time in the streets playing football or something else, I was burning the midnight oil until 2 a.m. in Georgia. I was learning English. I was learning math. I wanted whatever I was learning to follow me everywhere in the United States, in the UK, throughout the world, you know. And I was not just learning English for to have a good grades in high school, you know. I wanted to learn something to be useful, helpful, and advantageous in the long term to help me to move up in the world, gain ground, go places. So in this retrospect, from this vantage point, I'm proud of my decisions, Paul, you know, because, of course, I wanted to study at Harvard. I wanted to, but my family could not afford to send me to Harvard because I was not born with the silver spoon in my mouth, but I come from a very hardworking family. And through hard work, you can achieve everything in life. So my hard work has been rewarded because of my Twitter actions. I take action. So many people stand still nowadays, but I have been taking action. I never look back. I push self-education. I have been swimming against the current. I am not in the same circle my entire life. I have been evolving. I want to surround myself with right people, with better people, smarter people, to learn from them. And to be on the right track in my life and not to be in the same circle, in a vicious circle, in the same circle, people who don't want me to succeed, you know, because we have been surrounded by these people who never wanted us to move forward, you know. So we need to make tough decisions in our lives to move forward, to change our circle, and we need to be in charge of our destiny and to take responsibility for our actions, you know. Because in the end, we will regret not taking action and not choosing right people, moving in the right direction. So I live with no regrets, you know.
And after all your experience throughout the years, is there anything? What would you say you're most proud of? Is there a single project, case study?
My growth is my project, Paul. You know. My project. I mean, of course, I have become number one global marketing thought leader by Think360, and I have been ranked since 2020 as a number one global marketing thought leader. So consistent action creates consistent results in life, you know. Of course, my passion to bring out the best in people and to drive towards success is a stellar characteristic I possess also. Because I want to turn the marketing managers of today into the marketing leaders of tomorrow. And this number one global marketing ranking empowers so many global brands to think big, to get big, to drive success in the long term, and to expand their horizons. Because I'm also very open-minded. So if they want to win in the long term, they need to pick my brain, you know?
All right, great. So what advice do you have for entrepreneurs that want to leave a legacy? What advice would you give them?
You need to choose yourself, you know, to win in life and not to be a version of someone else. You need to listen to yourself because the sky's the limit. There are unlimited opportunities now throughout the world. If you build a personal brand, and building a personal brand has been foundational for my success, you know. I mean, it opens so many doors. I know excuses, and they should forget excuses. If they say that Twitter is not for them, of course, Twitter is for them. It is tailored to their goals because they need to become more oriented on long-term goals, you know. He pushed the experiments, you know, experimentation. He said that if you double experiments you do per year, you are going to double your inventiveness. Mm-hmm. We need to experiment. We need to move forward. We need to try new things. Every path has its battle. Nobody should say that it is a straight road in success or in business. Of course, it's not. It's like a zigzag, you know? But you need to be ready to cope with cope with any hurdles. You need to go through hell or high water. You need to... Sometimes I'm between a rock and a hard place, but I believe in myself, you know? That nothing is given in this world. You have to go out into the world and earn everything by dint of your hard work. And my success epitomizes self-made journey, because I have spearheaded one of the biggest personal brands on a shoestring budget, whereas my colleagues spend hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars on growing their personal brand. Mm-hmm. I don't depend on only one platform, only on Twitter. I want to explore new things. We make this ecosystem strong and possible when we are together, when we are united, you know? We are on the same mission. And my mission and my goal and my responsibility is to encourage actionable change and to inspire people to believe in greatness, and they can also follow in my footsteps.
Well, Vladimir, this has been really great. Where can people find you and where can they go?
People can connect with me on LinkedIn. Also follow me on Twitter. Also on Instagram, on TikTok, on Snapchat. Also like my Facebook page. They can check out my credentials and my accomplishments on Thinkers360, which is a first open platform for thought leaders, which has disrupted thought leadership market, you know. And my biography is also available on Everypedia since 2020. They can check out my biography, my achievements, my rankings, my media interviews. And also, if they Google me, they will see what I do. They will listen to my interviews. I'm a jury member of Digital Revolution Awards, and I have been trusted to judge nominations such as Outstanding Contribution to Microsoft Ecosystem and Techstar of the Year. I bring innovation to the table with every project, and I set the highest standards for marketing worldwide.
Well, thank you. This was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Business, of course, it's not. It's like a zigzag, you know? But you need to be ready to cope with cope with any hurdles. You need to go through hell or high water. You need to, sometimes I'm between a rock and a hard place, but I believe in myself, you know, that nothing is given in this world. You have to go out into the world and earn everything by dint of your hard work. And my success epitomizes self-made journey, because I have spearheaded one of the biggest personal brands on a shoestring budget, whereas my colleagues spend hundreds of thousands of dollars and millions of dollars on growing their personal brand. Mm-hmm. I don't depend on only one platform, only on Twitter. I want to explore new things. We make this ecosystem strong and possible when we are together, when we are united, you know? We are on the same mission. And my mission and my goal and my responsibility is to encourage actionable change and to inspire people to believe in greatness, and they can also follow in my footsteps.
Well, Vladimir, this has been really great. Where can people find you and where can they go?
People can connect with me on LinkedIn. Also follow me on Twitter. Also on Instagram, on TikTok, on Snapchat. Also like my Facebook page. They can check out my credentials and my accomplishments on Thinkers360, which is a first open platform for thought leaders, which has disrupted thought leadership market, you know. And my biography is also available on Everypedia since 2020. They can check out my biography, my achievements, my rankings, my media interviews. And also, if they Google me, they will see what I do. They will listen to my interviews. I'm a jury member of Digital Revolution Awards, and I have been trusted to judge nominations such as Outstanding Contribution to Microsoft Ecosystem and Techstar of the Year. I bring innovation to the table with every project, and I set the highest standards for marketing worldwide.
Well, thank you. This was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legacy Podcast. Now, if you can do us a favor and leave a review, any type of stars on any platform that you use, would be greatly appreciated. For more information about us, the other co-hosts, and the Legacy Podcast, go to businesslegacypodcast.com. That's businesslegacypodcast.com. Have a great day.